It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. My people sitting on the highways, the byways, the back roads, the front yards, the backyards, people delivering, cooking, chopping, cleaning, protecting, whatever you're doing. Thank you for listening. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey is in New York City. You could be anywhere in the world. You're here with us. We appreciate that. Thank you so much to our guest. He joined us. Andrew Brandt joined us right before we went to break. Former executive with the Green Bay Packers, negotiated contracts, helped them win a Super Bowl. Is now a part of the media, does business and newsletters. And we just talked about the I don't want to say disastrous state, but unpredictable state of college sports, of professional sports. We got a guy leaving UNLV because the school or the collective didn't give him his money. Allegedly. We got baseball owners stealing money. We got baseball owners stealing teams. The Oakland Athletics are being stolen and ripped away from Oakland, California. We got the Chicago White Sox. They're stealing the joy of a fan base on the south side of Chicago. Got a lot of people stealing money. He took this, she took that. I need this, I need that. Just everything's all about money. You know what they say about money, right? It's the root of all evil. We all want it, but that's what they say about it. And it is Wednesday, so of course I'm going to be delivering to you a new top six list with all of the money talk and people feeling that they're getting robbed and things are being taken from them. I'm giving you a new top six list tonight. What I do every Wednesday. Today, we're taking a look at some of the biggest crooks in sports. I'm thinking about recently. I'm not trying to go back to bad contracts. I'm not talking about none of that. I'm talking about people who are just out of here taken. And some of this is said in jest. A lot of this is said in jest, and some of it isn't. Consider this list to be up for interpretation. Talk about crooks, it can mean a lot of things, right? Who's not performing the way that they're paid to perform? Who's not showing up? Who's taking something that doesn't belong to them? Who's not living up to the billing? I'm looking forward to this one. And speaking of living up to the billing, I told you that tonight might be Caitlin Clark's final game of the season. As I sit here in the studio, I saw her knock down one of those ridiculous three-point shots that she hits from the outside. And she has 6 points already after the first quarter. Unfortunately for her, the Connecticut Sun lead 19-14. I'd like to see more Caitlin Clark. Just she's amazing to watch. Anyway, Hickey, are you ready for this list? Are we okay calling these people crooks? Should we call them thieves, top six thieves, or crooks? Crooks is okay, right?
Crooks is okay. They're getting paid a lot of money. I think they could be called a name or two here.
Paid?
Stealing.
Okay, I was going to say, all of them are getting paid?
Well.
Allegedly.
That's true.
Hey, listen.
That's true.
Listen, folks. Get used to the word allegedly for some of these crooks. Allegedly. You know what, Hickey? I think we're ready for the fancy music.
6-5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast all over North America on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, everybody wants to talk about money. We got, who would have thought college athletes are like, hey, I'm getting robbed out of school. The school needs to pay me my money. This is where we're at in 2024. And so today, this evening, this afternoon, tonight, wherever you live, this morning, wherever, I'm giving you a top six list. These are some of the biggest crooks in sports today, right now, this minute. Let's not waste any time. It's a top six list. Where the hell do we start?
Number six.
Oh, my goodness. This guy likes to sue people, so I got to be real careful. It's all jokes. Allegedly. Listen, at number six on the list, you want to talk about a crook in sports? This guy allegedly is a big-time crook. Everybody around him is basically in trouble for stealing in one of the biggest fraud schemes in Mississippi state history. And number six. Hey, can we hear the number? Let's go again. Yeah. No, what number is it?
Number six.
It's Brett Favre. Allegedly. You need my word? We don't know. He hasn't been criminally charged. I don't know if he stole anything, but the evidence doesn't look good. He's had to pay money back. He still owes money. And yesterday, we heard what happened yesterday. Terrible news. Terrible things happened in Mississippi, too. This is from CBS News.
A stunning announcement today from Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre.
I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
Favre was testifying on Capitol Hill about a Mississippi welfare scandal where he is accused of improperly using his connections to secure millions of dollars for his alma mater and himself for speaking engagements he never performed. Favre has repaid more than $1 million to the state and has denied all wrongdoing.
He still owes reportedly $730,000. You owe more money, pay it back. Stop trying to sue people and give that money to the state instead of to the lawyers. I'm sure the lawyers sleep well at night. Give it back to the state. You want to talk about a crook? Instead of trying to sue people, give the money back. I don't know what he did or what he didn't do. I know what he needs to stop doing. Stop blaming people. Go do some commercials. Get some money. Give the people in the state their money back. Top six crooks in sports. He allegedly stole. It's Brett Favre. What comes after six?
Number five.
Oh, I know what this guy did. He admitted to stealing. He stole from the most famous baseball player on earth. He doesn't even play sports. He's an interpreter. He plays gambling. This man won $142 million by gambling. The bad thing is he lost $183 million by gambling. His name is Ipe Mizuhara. You remember him? Shohei Ohtani's translator. Shohei Ohtani is so damn locked in on baseball. Shohei Ohtani is so damn interested in hitting 50 home runs and having 50 stolen bases. He doesn't even look at his bank account. Must be nice. I gotta look at my bank account when I walk across the street. Can I afford crossing the street? This man can live life and not know how much money he has. Shohei Ohtani got robbed. No, allegedly here, because he pled guilty to bank fraud, fake tax returns. Ipe Mizuhara was living the American dream. He could be facing the American dream behind bars for 33 years. You remember this, right? The CBS News will tell you about it.
Prosecutors say Ipe Mizuhara was bleeding cash, placing approximately 19,000 bets with an alleged illegal bookmaking operation from December 2021 through January of this year, and losing more than $40 million in the process.
At the same time he started placing the bets with bookmakers, Mr. Mizuhara began using Mr. Ohtani's account to make payments.
Prosecutors claim the interpreter helped Ohtani create a bank account to house his MLB salary after he came to the U.S. in 2018, then repeatedly accessed it online, falsely identified himself as Ohtani over the phone several times to authorize wire transfers, and told Ohtani's agent and financial advisors the ballplayer did not want anyone else to monitor the account.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, can you imagine how much money? I mean, we heard the millions of dollars. That's like a full-time job. 19,000 bets over 3 years, not even three full years. Let me see. What is that? That's one. Over 2 years, 19,000 bets.
That's insane. How do you keep track of all that? How do you know all the lines for that many? That's what? 20, 30 bets a day? That's crazy.
For 2 years.
Every day for 2 years.
This man would finish the press conferences with Ohtani and would just immediately just kind of turn his back and look at his phone. He had to. Come on. 19,000 bets over 2 years? Damn. Lost $183 million. Damn. Hickey, I'm doing it wrong, man. Yeah, I'm admitting guilt right here on the radio. I need to do something illegal and not get caught.
I was about to say, you want to sign up for that jail sentence?
No. You think he's not going to get 33? They're going to chop it down. I don't want 7 years either, though. Come on.
I was going to say, 7 years here. That's nothing to sneeze at.
I don't want seven. I don't want eight. I sure don't want 33. Are they even going to keep him in the country? They're going to keep him in the country as punishment? Is that how it works?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's a citizen. He's not. I don't think.
Send him back. Well, which jails are nice? I don't know.
I don't know. We're from Japan?
So I don't know.
I'm gonna take a guess, and I could be wrong. I'm going to Google this. This might be a terrible assumption. I'm going to guess the jails in Japan are nicer than here.
See, if you're Shohei, and you truly were bamboozled,
yeah,
I guess you're rooting for him to be jailed here then, right?
If you're Shohei, I don't think he cares. Does he even care?
Well, wouldn't you feel hurt?
I don't. These guys getting $700 million over the next 20 years.
Yeah, but your best friend, your only friend, went behind your back and stole all your money.
Listen, I would say that if he was slumping. This guy just had a once-in-a-lifetime season. Did you see what he did? You were right here with me last week, what that man did.
That's right. It was a fun show.
Was he thinking about Ipe Mizuhara when he was going 6-for-6?
I don't think so.
Yeah, this guy. And then he got a wife now. He got to worry about her when he leaves. Maybe, probably not.
I hope so. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I just think he thinks about baseball. He probably forgot who Ipe Mizuhara is. He's like, who? Oh, yeah, that guy. He's like, oh, look at my bank account. I got so much money, I don't know who anybody is, okay? I know baseball. I know baseball and Dodgers. That's it. Ipe Mizuhara. I got a number 5 on my list. Top 6 crooks in sports. What's the next number?
Number 4.
Hey, I found another crook in Los Angeles. This guy needs to retire. Come on, man. Stop. What do you... you know what? Now that I think about this list, there's a lot of crooks in L.A. Kawhi Leonard, why are you still playing? That's right. I got Kawhi Leonard at number 4 on my list. He has surpassed Anthony Davis as to why are you playing? Kawhi's legs are done, man. He's 33 years old. And it's difficult for me to call him a crook because they gave him this dumbass contract. This year, earlier this year, months ago, the Clippers gave Kawhi Leonard a contract extension. 4 years, $176 million. So much so that Paul George looked at the amount of money he got and was just like, wait a minute. Y'all are giving Kawhi Leonard that much money? Y'all need to give me the same because, I mean, I know I'm hurt too, but Kawhi? Come on. And now we find out in the summertime he goes to Team USA. How? Couldn't even finish the year with the Clippers and he's going to go play for America? And then America says, no thanks, your knees don't work. And then we heard from Lawrence Frank, who runs the Clippers yesterday. Lawrence Frank is telling everybody, yeah, Kawhi Leonard wants to practice in training camp, but we're going to hold him out of drills. We want him to strengthen his knees and his legs, which have been hurting for the better part of, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now. Listen to this.
His right knee, the swelling has significantly gone down. It's almost gone. He wants to participate in everything in training camp, but we're going to hold him back from drill work and really focus on strengthening because the goal is to get him 100% so he can have a great season, not just this year, but for many years. We'll have a detailed plan, step-by-step, kind of measure, just having objective measures to go from one phase to the next. But he's super determined, super excited, and can't wait to get started.
No. Nope. There's no starting with Kawhi. It's over. It's done. This man is going into the Hall of Fame. This man is one of the greatest two-way players the league has ever seen. He was on that damn list already. Hickey, what did they do? Was it 75, 175, right? 75?
Top 75 for 75 years.
Yeah. He's already on that list. He don't need to play anymore. But he's going to collect that check, though. Man, we've seen the best of Kawhi. I don't want to call him a crook. Because damn it, I'd take the money, too, and not play. But I mean, damn. He's done. Meniscus, ACL, quad. The last time I checked, you need your legs to play in the NBA. You need your legs to play basketball. Kawhi's legs are cooked. He's a crook. I'm not all that mad at him, though. Top six crooks in sports. Kawhi, number four. What's the next number?
Number three.
Oh, my goodness. I could call this guy a lot of things. I mean, the people giving him the money, they're dumbasses. And number three on my list of crooks, Deshaun Watson. He's getting paid to do what? $230 million guaranteed to fend off allegations of sexual assault for being, I don't know, he's the puff daddy of the massage parlor. Like, what is Deshaun Watson doing? He got a new allegation, allegedly. He got a new one a couple of weeks ago. And the Browns, they suck. His entire tenure here has either been a suspension or injury with the shoulder or poor performance. The Browns are 1-2. They just lost to the Giants. The Giants couldn't score a touchdown against Washington. The Browns can't move the ball at all. Yeah, how about this? The Cleveland Browns, 31st in yards per play. 31st in yards per game. Watson's quarterback ranking, someone who was a pro bowler year after year, all pro this. He stinks too. He's 30th QBR. And hilariously, he spoke to the media today. They're like, hey, man, maybe if you run the football, we'll be better. And he's just like, I ain't no running back. What I look like?
See more designed runs in the game plan. I don't mean just
for me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going in there to ask them for more design runs. So,
just knowing you're going to run with the ball.
I'm not trying. If I don't have to run, I'm not going to run. So I'm not trying to take any hits.
Not more design runs.
Because I'm not a running quarterback in a sense. I can make things happen, but I'm not trying to run. I'm not a running back. It's not my specialties. You know, they signed me to throw the ball, make decisions, and be a quarterback. Not a runner.
Man, quarterbacks run now. I mean, at his peak, the guy rushed for 400, 500 yards a year and rushed for like 5 to 7 touchdowns. You can't do that? Oh, my God. You got all this guaranteed money? You brought this guy in and told Baker Mayfield, take a hike? The Atlanta Falcons wanted this guy. What would he be doing down here in Atlanta? Magic City would... Never mind. You want to talk about a crook? It's a two-way street. Good for him for taking the guaranteed money. And the Browns are just a bunch of dumbasses. If he can turn this around, it would be a miracle. He doesn't want to turn around. He doesn't want to run. They don't let him throw. The guy got sacked like 8 times in the last game. I know what Deshaun Watson likes to do, allegedly. But I'm just going to move on. I got him at number 3 on my list of crooks. What's next? Who's next?
Number 2.
Oh, this man is a real crook. He doesn't even care about his job. I'm not making that up. This is what he told us. You want to talk about a crook? We got to go to a guy who helped the team win a World Series, got a contract, left, and then said, all right, I'm good. Anthony Rendon. I told you there was another crook in Los Angeles. I know he plays in Anaheim, technically. Also, he really doesn't technically play or do anything. In 2019 with Washington, 34 home runs, 128 RBIs, a .319 average. Helps him win a World Series out in D.C. He signs with the Angels, 7 years, $245 million. And he ain't been nothing but hurt and a bum. Last year, he broke his leg. This year, it's everything. Hamstring, oblique. Remember last year, he tried to yoke up a fan. Earlier this year, before he played, which he hasn't done, that guy has 0 home runs and 14 RBIs. It's amazing that he's even played in 57 games. I will never forget earlier this year, spring training. Anthony Rendon was asked about how important baseball is to him. And just listen to his response.
I'm married. I have 4 kids. My priorities have changed since I was in my early 20s. So definitely my perspective on baseball is been more skewed.
Is it still a top priority for you?
That's never been a top priority for me. This is a job, so I do this to make a living. My faith, my family come first before this job. So if those things come before it, I'm leaving.
Is it a priority?
Oh, it's a priority for sure. This is my job. I'm here, aren't I?
Do you want to be here?
I don't want to talk to you guys at 7 in the morning or whatever time it is. So...
Do you want to like be here playing baseball?
I have answered your question. So why do you keep picking at it?
Oh, because you send in mixed messages. I think most of us understand family first. I think most of us agree. Yes, come on. But when you, I don't know if he was mixing up his own words or conflating it, and then he's asking for clarity, and then his passion and fighting with fans and the lack of production and health and the amount of money that he's making, $245 million. The contract doesn't expire until after 2026. Anthony Rendon, he's not an angel. He's really a pirate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, we're talking about some of the biggest crooks in sports. I'm going to tell you about the guy. You want to talk about a pirate? Pirates go from international seas and they rob people, right? They hit the water. This guy came from Australia, showed up in America. He's taking everybody for a ride. I'm going to tell you who the number one crook is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday. I am sharing with you a new top six list. And with all the financial talk going on in sports, people not getting paid, people taking people's money, it was natural tonight to share with you a top six list of crooks in sports. Who's taking money, allegedly? Who's stealing money, for sure? Who's getting paid and not performing? We can tell. And in a few seconds, I'm about to share with you who the number one crook in sports is. Yeah, let's go back. And if you missed the conversation and all that fancy music and stuff and the athletes, if you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and then come back to listen here. But if you're listening live, let me give you a quick recap. Top six crooks in sports. At number six, I gave you Brett Favre. Unfortunately, he shared with us that he has Parkinson's yesterday, but there still is no clear resolution as to how he will pay the money back to the people of Mississippi that he allegedly stole from. At number five, I gave you Ipe Mizuhara. No allegedly there. He pled guilty to stealing from Shohei Ohtani. He pled so damn guilty that he is facing 33 years in prison. Don't let gambling ruin your lives. Some JR wisdom. Top six crooks in sports. And number four, I gave you Kawhi Leonard. Not really a crook, but really broken. I mean, is he going to retire and just leave the money on the table? Hell no. He's going to pocket that money, but he needs to stop. He's taking that money to rehab. He is not taking that money to play basketball. Lawrence Frank, who runs the Clippers, just told us yesterday, he's like, yeah, Kawhi, he wants to practice and participate in drills. And we told him, no, you have to strengthen your knee. Well, bro, that's called rehab. You can't rehab and play basketball. I got Kawhi Leonard at number four on my list. Top six crooks in sports. I gave you Deshaun Watson at number three. He told everybody, I ain't no running quarterback. I'm not running. Like, they pay me to throw. Well, they pay you for wins, and you haven't done that either. Oh, the team sucks around you, but man, they're also paying you to be a part-time player. This guy has to fight off sexual assault allegations and play quarterback for the Browns? It sounds like a terrible deal. Maybe it's his fault. I think it is. He's getting paid $230 million guaranteed to be a crook. Must be nice, or maybe not. And number two on my list, Anthony Rendon. Does he like baseball? He told us it's a job. It's not a priority. It's not a top priority. He just shows up and doesn't play. He also rehabs. How much money is he making? Let me verify this. Okay, carry the one. $245 million. This man has never played more than 58 games with the Angels. He signed a deal in 2019. He has not played more than 58 games with the Angels. Oh, my God. Imagine getting paid that much money to not do anything. They fire you. Must be nice to swing a bat for a little while, right? Maybe I think it might be too late for me. I think I'm screwed. I got Rendon at number two on my list. I told you, I know he plays for the Angels, but he might as well be a Pirate. All the money that he's stealing from Artie Moreno, who's a terrible owner, by the way. And so if I have him at number two, I told you the guy I have at the next number. I don't know. Do Pirates leave Australia to sail to America? We got one who did. He's the ultimate crook. He thinks he's a fashion staple. Thinks he's an icon. I don't know. He used to be good. I don't know what he thinks right now. I think he's trying to look for his next financial victim in the NBA. What number is this?
Number one.
The biggest crook in sports is Ben Simmons. Oh, yeah. You didn't know he's Australian. He's Australian. He played at LSU. You know what they said about him at LSU? Oh, he's amazing, but he didn't have the heart. He didn't, you know, like really become one of the guys. He quit when they didn't make the tournament. He's like, all right, I'm gone. Like, see ya. He treated it like football. He's like, I ain't playing with y'all. I'm out of here. I'm going to the NBA. He was drafted number one overall in 2016. Remember this? Ben Simmons didn't play because of his foot. And then when he did play, he became Rookie of the Year. And then when he did play, he became a multiple-time All-Star. He was All-Defensive Team. When he did play, he was a triple-double, fast-breaking, a 6'10" point guard machine. And then we found out how fragile his psyche is. He quit again, this time on the Sixers. He was afraid of Trae Young. He was afraid of dunking in front of Trae Young because he might get fouled and go to the free throw line. The fans with the Sixers said, man, you suck. We hate you. What are you doing? This guy quit. His coach said that he didn't know if he was capable of being a championship point guard, and then he quit. Ben Simmons quit on the Sixers. He was afraid to shoot. He was afraid to play. And then he kept getting hurt, the back injuries. He just had another back surgery this past season with the Nets. And the way he quit on the Sixers, man, going back to 2022 before he was traded to the Nets for Harden, they said he was working out with his phone in his pocket. He says he was kicked out of practice. Do you remember this from Ben Simmons in 2022?
You know, getting kicked out of that practice that day, I actually spoke to Doc before practice. I was like, Doc, I'm not ready. Like, mentally, I'm not ready. Please just understand that. You know, I tried to let him know prior. And he was like, well, I'm going to put you in anyway. I'm like, all right. Told me to get in. I was like, I looked at him. Like, it was like 1 minute into practice. Like, man, get in. I'm like, first of all, no one's doing that. You're doing this on purpose. And that's how I felt too. I was like, okay, so it seems like everyone's just trying to me now. Like, I'm getting fined for like not lifting weights, but physically, I'm like one of the strongest guys on the team. So I'm like, now they're finding me for little things. And it was just a buildup of, obviously I didn't handle things the right way, but also the team didn't either.
Oh. Okay. So, we can get the long explanation on how they didn't handle things, but on your side, oh, I didn't do it either. Okay. Just a little throwaway. Me too. You quit. Maybe Doc Rivers wouldn't look at you're not mentally ready. Maybe he wouldn't look at you that way if you didn't quit. Maybe he wouldn't test you if you didn't quit. Obviously, there's something mental going on with you, but don't show up. Don't come to work. Go sit down with somebody. Go ask for help. Ben Simmons, I got him as the number one crook, and it's not just me who feels this way. I mean, literally. Shaquille O'Neal, and we've heard this for years now, but in one of Shaq's most recent episodes of his big podcast, Shaquille O'Neal told everybody, Ben Simmons, well, he didn't call him a crook. He said some other things, though. Listen to this.
Ben is sensitive. He came in with a lot of hype, played nobody, boom, boom, boom. When he got exposed, we saw it. Like when he didn't want to shoot in Atlanta and he kept passing the ball and everybody's jumping on him, he got exposed. Now, the back thing, I let that go the first year. I'm not letting that go 3 years in a row. This is 2024. You got shots, you got pills, you got treatment. I don't want to hear that. And I could tell when, you know, he came back and played, he's afraid of what people are going to say about him. He's still in shock mode. Well, again, he didn't play last year. And again, what do? You say my back hurt. Everybody knows in this world the back injury is a thing that you can't really check. But your back ain't been hurting that long. wrong, because while you're not playing, you're supposed to be doing rehab. This is 2024.
Well, Ben Simmons just did have his second back surgery in 3 years. I don't think he's getting cut open, you know, just for an excuse purpose. But I'll tell you this, I agree with Shaq on this end. He's sensitive. He's soft. He's a quitter. He'd rather sit on the bench in a lime green outfit and hang out in New York and Paris Fashion Week and put up Instagram videos about how he's coming back and this is the best shape. He'd rather do that than just play basketball. He's 28 years old. He's heading into the final year of his contract. And why is he a crook? Because after he got that $177 million from the Sixers, the guy has been M.I.A. Oh, you don't think this year he's going to try to play? The contract year? You don't think he's going to try to, you know, screw somebody else over? Hey, look at what I did last year. Now I'm healthy. Pay me money. He's an, I don't want to call him an unmotivated crook. He's just a crook. He's a crook that doesn't like basketball. He's a crook that's afraid to play basketball. Me, I can't play. Ben Simmons would beat my ass on a basketball court. But in comparison to the other guys that are out there, guys like Giannis, who also can't shoot a free throw to save his life, Giannis ain't afraid of nothing. That guy's earning his money. He's playing hard. Ben Simmons, he's just a crook. A crook from Australia. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list of crooks in sports. At number six, I gave you Brett Favre, allegedly. At number five, I gave you Ipe Mizuhara, for sure. At number four, I gave you Kawhi Leonard, retire. At number three, I gave you Deshaun Watson, more than a crook. At number two, I gave you Anthony Rendon. He is an angel, but he's really a pirate. And at number one, I gave you a thief, a crook from Australia playing basketball in the NBA. And number one, I gave you Ben Simmons. Well, there's a lot more people stealing money. There's a lot more people taking what they haven't deserved or what they haven't earned. There's a lot of people just getting handouts here for past work, but not what they're currently doing. If you want to call me, it's simple. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. Is there somebody that comes to your mind? Is there a professional athlete? Is there an owner? I could think of some owners. Is there anybody out there in the world of sports who you think is just taking and taking and taking without giving in return? I'm going to take your phone calls on the other side of the break. We'll ask Kiki his thoughts. Is there a crook or somebody stealing money out there?
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a new top six list. Thank you so much to the quarterback, a former quarterback of UNLV, Matthew Sluka. He said that UNLV robbed him of his money. They didn't pay him what they owed him. He's supposed to give me $100,000. I've only seen $3,000. That's it? I'm leaving. I'm gone. He feels that he was robbed, that they weren't honest, that they were dishonest in the situation. UNLV says, man, we ain't got nothing to do with that. What you talking about? We did everything we supposed to do. So I just gave you a top six list. We looked at crooks across the world of sports, different varieties and just different names, okay? Here's the top six list. And if you missed the full explanation and all that good stuff, hit rewind on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. At number six, I gave you Brett Favre, allegedly. At number five, I gave you Ipe Mizuhara. At number four, I gave you Kawhi Leonard. At number three, Deshaun Watson. At number two, Anthony Rendon of the Angels. And at number one, biggest crook in sports, Ben Simmons. Man, I mean, you got two dudes. Anthony Rendon is like, baseball's not a priority. Not the top priority. Not a priority. And Ben Simmons, he don't say anything. Just complains and puts out workout videos. What a basketball loser. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. People are just taking money, stealing money, not doing what they're supposed to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking biggest crooks. Brent is here from Illinois. I don't think he's a crook. But he is on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brent?
Hello, JR. I like your top six list tonight. But there's a name you should have added, and it's ironic with the problems the Jacksonville Jaguars are having. How about that financial manager, Emmett Patel, who embezzled $22 million? I think he had a gambling problem.
Yeah.
And Jacksonville wants it back.
Well, thank you for bringing that crook up. Yeah, for people who are not familiar, the gentleman that Brent is referring to, he stole more than $20 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He utilized that money on DraftKings. And, of course, he got caught, got in trouble. The Jacksonville Jaguars tried to get the money back from DraftKings, and DraftKings said, "What? You got to take that up with him." And now this guy's in prison. That's a hell of a story, Brent.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I remember you mentioning it quite a bit on your show. So
yeah,
I'm glad I brought it up.
Well, thank you so much, Brent. You take it easy, okay?
You too, Jared. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Brent from Illinois. I forgot about that guy. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, what did that dude get? He got like 7-8 years, I think, the Jacksonville Jaguars guy?
Something like that, yeah. It was less than I assumed, honestly.
Let me tell you something. Now that he brings that back up, how bad does Shad Khan look like as an owner right now? When you have to factor that in as well, we can get into the Urban Meyer stuff and we can talk about what's currently happening. And he made this bold proclamation that the Jacksonville Jaguars are the best that they've ever, ever been before. When you put that part in there, too, like, he's had a string of just ridiculousness. Like, he's the only NFL franchise. He's getting robbed, not by the quarterback, not by the coach, not by some lazy ass player. You literally had an owner getting robbed by one of his employees in the financial department. Like, how wild west is the, like, what happens at, does anybody work at the Jaguars facility? Do people just show up and punch the clock? Like, what am I missing here?
Apparently, security with the double checking system is clearly fraudulent if no one picked it up for, 'cause it went on for years.
But then,
how do you not pick that up?
Just putting $22 million into your pocket.
Oh. My goodness. And then have the stones to reach out to
DraftKings.
Yeah, hey, that money, why don't you kick back our way? We were too incompetent to pick up on this scheme that, as the guy was stealing right from under our nose. Imagine if you throw that money back to us.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguars look pathetic.
Is he the worst owner in the NFL, would you say, Shad Khan, right now?
Now that Dan Snyder is gone?
Yeah.
Jerry is the most dysfunctional. I'm not going to call him the worst. He's the most dysfunctional.
Because you could argue at least like...
Browns.
Okay.
Haslam?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Toss up. Let's think about this for a second. And this is on two ends of the criminality, court system, civil criminal system scale, right? The Haslams gave money to a guy who was facing almost 30 allegations of sexual assault. They guaranteed him $230 million. The team currently sucks. Meanwhile, if you go to Jacksonville, you have an owner who brought on a college coach who did not have the respect of the locker room. And then after a loss was just hanging out with some woman who was not his wife, where it went viral. And then, I mean, he's kicking the kicker allegedly, and then he got fired. And then he's getting robbed from one of his own employees. And now he's making bold proclamations about how this is the best Jacksonville Jaguars team ever. They have zero wins and he's paying the quarterback $55 million. I don't know which one is worse. It's just maybe there's something about the sexual assault element that makes me go, this is what you paid for. You're the real jackass. Maybe Shad Khan is just football stupid. I don't know. He became a billionaire. I'm not going to call this man stupid. He got more money than me. He got to be smart at something. He got all his money by selling auto parts. He's not even from America. God bless him. American dream. Hickey, it has to be Haslam, I think. I got to think about it some more, but it has to be Haslam.
I mean, yes. I think you're right with Shad Khan being football stupid. That he is.
Wow. Yeah.
Very.
Hired Urban Meyer. And
Marisa's his strength coach. Yeah, Rats. Well,
that's right. The strength coach who got fired after they brought him on. The Rats.
Fans showing up in clown outfits to protest the GM.
Yeah. What was it? Balky, right?
Trent Ball, who's still there.
Hickey, you're making an argument here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're talking about crooks in sports. Who's stealing the money? Who's taking the money? We'll get Hickey's opinion as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.